When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, we're going to dive right into today, Warriors. If you listened to yesterday's podcast, this is a continuation of yesterday's podcast. And I want to share with you guys today, you got to be more committed to the pain of change than staying the same. Anytime I do a motivational speech, I talk about this. You have to be more committed to the pain of change than staying the same. There is going to be pain one way or the other. It's extremely important to understand that. You got to be more committed to the pain of change. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be uncomfortable. You're going to have moments of peace and prosperity. You have more into absolute chaos. But when you're expanding consciousness, you're heading into a realm that you already know, but you don't understand that you know it in the physical world. What I mean by that is you're just re-remembering how powerful you are. Everything you desire exists within the quantum field. If you can think about it, you can accomplish it. Let me say it again. If you can think about it, you can accomplish it. But we're more committed to the pain of staying the same than the pain of staying the change. We are more committed to comfort and the pain that is caused from that comfort, from not doing the things we need to do to protect our family, to protect our family, protect our ecosystem. But if we become more committed to the pain of change and staying the same, it radically transforms your life. So what I've done with my life is I've become addicted to the pain of change. Whether it's getting into an ice bath, getting comfortable with that, HIIT training, nutrition, fasting, building businesses, building relationships, having difficult conversations. But now more than ever, we have to rewire the brain. We have to be committed to change. We have to transition into this brave new world that we're living in. And we have to be bold enough to step into a brand new idea, a brand new way of living, and be committed to the pain of change and trying to understand how you can build your business in this new world, how you can communicate better in this world, how you can raise your kids in this world, how you can do your monetary and finances in the world. Because if you don't take sovereignty of your own mind and be committed to the pain of change, you're going to have someone else create your discomfort. So I really want you to hone in on that. You have to draw a line in the sand. And once you draw a line in the sand and you step across that line, there is no fucking turning back. There is no turning back once you draw a line in the sand. Then once you do that, you become more committed to the pain of change and staying the same. And then you have to work as hard as you can to rewire the brain. Well, JV, I don't have any money. Well, go to a library. You get a free library card, you can rent or you can get as many books as you want around education, finances, and read and then go apply that. Just take one step in front of the other. Well, I don't have the resources. Yes, you do. They exist all around you. If you can think about it, if you can feel it, if you can embody it, you can create it. You just have to step in faith and knowing and be committed to the pain of change. So I just wanted to bring that up to you guys in a short podcast. You got to step into it, family. You got to step into it. You know, I keep bringing these warnings out there, guys. This is it. This is the transition. It's here. This is a Super Bowl. We are prepared. We are locked and loaded. We are ready to go, and we're ready to radically transform our family's timeline. And I want to do it with you. I want to lock arm in arm, but the time is now to get uncomfortable. The time is now to get uncomfortable. This is it, family. This is the period of discomfort. I promise you, from the bottom of my heart, you will not regret getting uncomfortable right now. You will not regret getting uncomfortable right now. Let me say it one more time. You will not regret 1 ounce of getting uncomfortable right now. You will be so thankful. Your family will be thankful. Your career will be thankful. Your own spirit will be thankful. God will be thankful, for this is your time to draw a line in the sand, be more committed to the pain of change and staying the same. And let's get out there and rewire that brain. I love you guys. I appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go.